Back to Acts chapter 13. Acts chapter 13. And we'll pick up in verse 30. Acts 13, 30. And Paul continues here with and begins his third and final proof of Jesus was the Messiah. But God raised him, being Jesus, from the dead. And Kaufman said, the resurrection of the Messiah was the cornerstone of Paul's preaching. This doctrinal statement stands here as the climax of his sermon. As proof of Jesus' resurrection, Paul offered the testimony of eyewitnesses and the prophecies of the Old Testament which foretold it. Verse 31, he was seen for many days by those who came up with him from Galilee to Jerusalem, who are his witnesses to the people. Paul began his third and final proof, which was the resurrection of Jesus, by mentioning eyewitnesses. The post-resurrection appearances of Jesus were at least 10 in number, perhaps many more. Luke wrote in Acts 1 verse 3 that he also presented himself alive after his suffering by many reliable proofs being seen by them during 40 days. And so these are some that Paul is referring to that are the reliable witnesses. Later, Paul recorded in 1 Corinthians 15 verse 6 that Jesus was seen by over 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remained to the present. So the most of that 500 were still alive when Paul wrote 1 Corinthians 15. So there were many reliable witnesses to prove that Jesus had been resurrected from the dead, and many people saw him alive after the Jews had the Roman Empire to execute him and to crucify him. It was the absolute certainty of the first century Christians that Jesus had indeed risen from the dead, which motivated the apostles and gave God's kingdom a sweeping victory throughout the world of that era. Verses 32 and 33. And we declare to you glad tidings, that promise which was made to the fathers. God has fulfilled this for us, their children, in that he has raised up Jesus, as it is also written in the second Psalm, you are my son, today I have begotten you. Kaufman said, it was with joy that Paul declared the good news. The promise of a Savior who was made known to the fathers was now made a reality to them. The promise of a Savior through the lineage of David was now fulfilled by Jesus. Paul had now shown that Jesus was the promised Messiah, not only by fulfilling the prophecies of the Old Testament, but also by the fact that God raised him from the dead, a fact confirmed by many eyewitnesses. It would be normal to conclude that today is a reference to the day of birth of the person under consideration. But here is the reference to the day of Jesus' resurrection. So, today I have begotten you was the day that God resurrected Jesus from the grave. This same recognition of Jesus as the Son of God has occurred on other occasions. At the time of the baptism of Jesus, the voice of God rang out of heaven with the declaration, "This is my beloved Son." Verses 34 and 35. And that he raised Jesus from the dead, no more to return to corruption, he has spoken thus, I will give the sure mercies of David. Therefore, he also says in another psalm, you will not allow your Holy One to see corruption. This Old Testament prophecy plainly foretold the resurrection of the Messiah, because only a resurrection could prevent corruption of one in the grave. Next, Paul mentioned the fact that since David's body had indeed decayed, the promise did not apply to David, but to David's greater son, Jesus the Messiah. The Apostle Peter used this same argument on Pentecost. Paul summarized this argument in the next two verses, and we'll remember this from Acts 2, that Peter used the exact passage and the exact same argument that David was not talking about himself as the Holy One that would not see corruption, but he was referring to the greater son, Jesus the Messiah, that did not see corruption. Verses 36 and 37. For David, after he had served his own generation by the will of God, fell asleep, was buried with his fathers, and saw corruption. So David saw corruption. But he whom God raised up saw no corruption. So, Kaufman was confident that the Jews had a hard, they misunderstood this passage. They thought that David was always talking about himself. And so Peter corrected that on the day of Pentecost in Acts 2. And now Paul is correcting it for these people here with the exact same point that David was not talking about himself, because they knew his grave was there and they could visit it in Jerusalem. And it was just decayed bones and just gone to dust. But Kaufman said, having clinched his argument regarding the resurrection of Christ by his appeal to the testimony of the eyewitnesses and to the Old Testament prophecy of it, Paul proceeded to announce the availability of salvation from sin through faith in Christ. And this is what the Gentiles will definitely perk their ears up. He got their attention definitely here. Is basically in the middle of his sermon here when he said that the word of salvation has been sent to you, and now is where he will get in more into that. And I think we will end there, and Lord willing, we'll pick up with verse 38 next week.